In Hegelian terms, the oral and written traditions might appear antithetical. I am not so sure Mary Hilaire saw them as such, but it is clear she believed the dialectical tension would produce a recognizable fusion at some point in the future. Unfortunately, Evergreen is almost dogmatic in its refusal to acknowledge its history. As administrators changed, enrollment changed, and our institutional memory faded, the Native American Studies program found itself distanced from the mainstream activities inherent in the written culture. Deans who evaluated the program and its faculty apparently chose not to look back into the founding documents, or were perhaps not at all cognizant of the 19 May 1973 workshop statement. At any rate, it seems the college forgot it accepted an experiment within its own experimental framework. Any effort to bridge the wide gap between oral and written traditions is, at its least, ambitious. Perhaps visionary, certainly brave. The experiment continues, but the college has lost sight of that founding acceptance.